What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice on my little mic. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of NPD as well. I'm not a rapper, y'all. Sorry, I was just sounding stupid right there. Today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist wants to defeat you. Plain, simple, straight to the point. Narcissistic people view you as competition. Everybody that's close to the narcissist, you are either viewed as inferior to that narcissist or that toxic person, or you are viewed as competition. Even if you are, you know, if they don't view you as an inferior, you are immediately competition, so they can get to the point where they view you as inferior to them in some way, shape, or form. I tell this to people all the time. It's like when I'm like, as a narcissist, as you know, being diagnosed with NPD and whatnot, like one of the first things that I do when I meet people, because I have a lot of insecurities bubbling to the surface, is that I have to find something about that person that I'm better than that person at, especially if it's a man. Not necessarily women as much. I do it with women too, but specifically with men, you know, I have to find some way, shape, or form that I'm better than this person, something that I'm better than this person at, you know, so I can view them as inferior to me in some way, shape, or form. That's how my mind works. I've been doing this for years. I'm just like, you know, you ever seen 30 Rock with Alec Baldwin when he said, every time I meet somebody new, I'll think of ways I always imagine how to fight them, how I would fight them. That's how I be. That sounds like some narcissist stuff. Like, if you ask at what doesn't matter, she thinks Alec Baldwin is a raging narcissist. but yeah, truly, that's how it goes, though, y'all. When you're dealing with a narcissist, toxic person, they want to defeat you in some way, shape, or form. It might not be physically. Sometimes it gets physical, especially if you're a woman dealing with a toxic, narcissistic, abusive man. Sometimes they will get physical, because if their words don't work to get you to do what they want you to do, they will try to beat you into submission, literally, with their hands or their fist or things like that, or something close by, or put their hands around your throat. Because if they put their hands around your throat, y'all, they will take your life. I'll just let you know that they will unalive you. They will send you to meet God. I promise you they will. If they put their hands on your throat, they will send you to meet God. That's one of the things I'm adamant about right there, y'all. But yeah, they want to defeat you some way, shape, or form, because it makes us feel better. As a narcissist, defeating you makes us feel better. It doesn't matter how big or how small the defeat is, y'all. It really doesn't. Like I said, to me, if we both have dreads, my dreads are longer than yours. I just defeated you. Your hair is inferior to me. You see how stupid that sounds? But that's how my mind works. You know, literally. I know people are just like, well, Lee, I do the same thing. I'm not a narcissist. Okay. I am a narcissist, though. You might need to go to therapy, though, if you're doing that. Why are you doing that? Are you insecure as well? Are your insecurities bubbling to the surface where you feel like you have to make somebody else feel insecure? But that's why narcissistic people will rarely ever, like, they want to make you feel defeated. That's why they will rarely ever, like, celebrate your successes with you. Like, literally. Like, you want to graduate from college, and they only have a GED, or they dropped out in eighth grade or something like that. You want to graduate from college, you're going to do it on your own, and they're going to make a scene that they might not even show up to your graduation. So, you know, you done booked them a seat. You're walking across the stage, you look down there, and they not even there. So you get home, they sit on the couch watching football, they playing the game or putting their makeup on or whatever they're doing. You know, you're like, why did you come to my graduation? Oh, you didn't need me there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Already graduated. Like, what are you celebrating? You already knew you were going to graduate. What's the celebration for? Like, congrats. Now you have congrats on your debt. Now you have debt. I don't have any debt. You know that, right? I'm debt free. Compare and contrast. Make you feel inferior. So now, when you deal with so now, And a lot of times, if you are this person that is seeking validation, that needs validation from this narcissistic person, they're going to make you work extremely hard to try to get that validation. They just are. They're going to make you feel like you, and plus you can never get it, y'all. You would never get fully validated from a narcissist in a long-term relationship. You just will not. At the beginning, they'll validate the hell out of you. Everything you do right. Everything you do is correct. Or they'll start to nitpick at you. When they start nitpicking at you, y'all, the nitpicks are things that are going to start. They grow. At first, it's nitpicking. Then it's going to be picking at you. And then it's going to be literally just calling you out on it. You know? Hey, I don't like your hair like that. Hey, you. First of all, it'll start off like something like, this is simple, y'all. It'll start off something like, nah, you. Interesting hairdo. Interesting hair choice. Because y'all just not getting to know each other. Then when y'all get to know each other, it turns into, you really gonna wear your hair like that? Yeah, when they feel like they have you secured or locked down or trapped, I hate your hair like that. It looks so damn stupid. You see how the words changed? It started off as a nitpick, then it became an observation, and then became a straight up insult. I'm telling you, y'all, nothing you do will ever be good enough for a narcissist. It just won't. So if you decide to change their hairstyle, that's not good enough. Hey, I changed my hair. You like this? It's cool. I guess it's better than what you had. You know what I mean? That type of stuff right there. So again, if you're dealing with the toxicity of narcissistic people, you have to understand that nothing you ever do will be good enough for them, because they want you to feel defeated. It's a battle between narcissists and whoever they're dealing with. It's not a battle between narcissists and empaths, or narcissists and codependents, and narcissists and non-narcissists. The battle is between the narcissist and the world. You are in the world, so you are battling against the narcissist. It's not narcissists versus one specific subset of people or subgroup of people. This is narcissists versus the world. Legend of Zelda with narcissists, like, you know, playing Link. That type of stuff right there. I'm just telling you, when you're dealing with toxic people, understand. Like, I'm telling you, it's just like playing Call of Duty. It's just like playing a video game. They want to win at everything. They want their kill-death ratio to be high. They want to outscore you in goals. They want to outdo you in money. And when they can't outdo you, when they know they can't outdo you, like, your earning potential is higher than theirs. You have a doctorate. They have a GED. So let's just say, you know, statistically, your earning potential is going to be higher than theirs because you have a doctorate and they have a GED. So they can't beat you financially. So what they're going to do is start to attack you intellectually and try to bring you down and try to, you know, perpetuate all your insecurities. They're going to talk about your past and your trauma and your childhood and your parents, your relationship with your parents, or your first divorce, or your last relationship that fell apart. They're going to tear you down brick by brick, systematically. I'm just telling you, the longer you stay in it, the more bricks they take away. You're a huge building. Every time they pick at you, they're taking a brick out of your foundation. Every time they're taking a brick out of your foundation. And some of y'all, I'm surprised you're still standing. You got one brick left. It's like you're playing like real life Jenga with a narcissist. Like, your life is a Jenga board. You know Jenga, the little game where you pull little blocks out? Your life is like a Jenga game. They're just pulling out. Every time they insult you, they're pulling out the block. Are you wavering? Look, you know how you pull out the wrong block, that thing starts shaking left and right like that? You're like, oh, it's going to fall. Nope, it doesn't fall. Because you're sturdy, because you're stronger than that. You're like that Jenga block. And somehow, they say the worst thing possible to you, right? They pull out that last little block at the bottom, and it look like it's about to fall. But guess what? You're strong. You've been watching mental illness videos. You've been on that raw motivations kick. You done watched some Cluster to Be Milkshake. You know, How to Love a Battered Woman. Y'all don't hopped on Sinful. Y'all don't hopped on all these people, right? And you still stay. Look, you got one block left on the bottom. How the hell are you still standing? Because you armed yourself with the information to defend yourself, and you can start putting the damn blocks back. You have to start putting the blocks back on your Jenga game of your life. You have to start putting the blocks back, establishing your foundation, and stop giving these people the ability to ruin your foundation by removing blocks that they should not have control over. Point blank, period. I know that with fire just now, because I just made it off the top of my head. And that Jenga reference, if I hear y'all mention that, I'm suing you. I'm just joking. Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. That was fire, though. I be like, ooh, I be getting passionate on this thing, though. I do. Yeah, that was fire, though. Hey, you never, like, I'm telling you, that's why y'all listen to me. You won't find anybody else who's going to bring you the information like I bring it to you. There are a lot of other good sources of information out there about narcissism. Like I said, Raw Motivations, Ben Taylor, Close to Be Milkshake, Sarah, you know, Sinful, S-Y-N-F-U-L, How to Love a Battered Woman, she's over there too. All these other great creators, Lisa Sunny, who wrote the Trauma Bond Recovery Journal, she's a great creator as well. You know, it's available on Amazon, y'all. It helps you get through stuff. But yeah, that's 100% how it goes, y'all. I promise you, I'm telling you right now, end of story, like the way it works, you can win. They don't deserve, they don't deserve to have the power over your Jenga blocks. This is your game. This is your life. Take it back right now. They can't defeat you. They don't have the ability to defeat you. They've been winning the battles, but they will not win the damn war. I promise you. Weapon up. Pull your sword out. Anyways, y'all, like I said again, April 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is going to be the live webinar event. You do not want to miss this event. Like I said, Lisa Sunday, I shouted her out. She's going to be in there telling people how to break the trauma bond, get over it. The event is called How to Recognize and Overcome Narcissistic Abuse. Dr. Carrie McAvoy is going to be there. She's a licensed therapist, licensed counselor, who's dated sociopaths and narcissists and helps people get past it. Dr. Manjeet Rupari, another therapist that has been through similar things. Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, another self-aware narcissist. And then, yeah, say me, I'll be there spitting. And then also, like I said, Kelly Kowalik, lovely lady, love, another survivor, divorce coach, and things like that, y'all. Link is going to be in the comment section, bio and whatnot. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, y'all. I know y'all just hear my Zoom beeping. I have a Zoom meeting right now. So, thank y'all so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.